Art, the free agency process happened last year in August due to the lockout. This is the normal time of year when it happens. Let's refresh people's memories on exactly what free agency is.
This is when teams can recruit players whose contracts have expired, their own and other teams. The first job is to try to re-sign your own best players and let go players you don't want. And then you look into the market to see what other players are available. There's more than 500 free agents this year in the NFL. And, of course, the second phase of rebuilding your team is in the draft, April 26th, when you take collegians. And many people regard the free agency period and the draft period as the most important time of the football calendar.
With the re-signing this week of defensive end Red Bryant, the Seahawks have locked up their two best free agent players because they already had re-signed Marshawn Lynch to a multi-year contract.
Right. Marshawn Lynch was their best offensive player. They signed him, and Red Bryant was their most critical defensive player. So they did the housekeeping properly. They got their two best players back, and they're also adding secondary players off of the list. They're letting people go, like Charlie Whitehurst, the backup quarterback. And now it's time to look at everybody else's free agents and see if they can fill all the holes.
And one of the main positions they appear to be looking at from other teams is quarterback.
Yes, and right now the most popular object of curiosity is a guy named Matt Flynn, who is the backup in Green Bay, who in very limited appearances dazzled people with his ability. And because he comes from that great tradition of Brett Favre and Matt Hasselbeck and Aaron Rodgers, there are people who believe that he fits that mold, that tradition, and would be a great fit in Seattle.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I think he might be closer to the Dave Craig end of the scale than, say, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. For fans who don't remember Dave Craig, he was a guy who came without pedigree and didn't have all the attributes of a classic quarterback, but he lasted 11 seasons here in Seattle and 19 in the NFL by doing unconventional things in unconventional ways. That isn't as glamorous or as exciting as getting an Andrew Luck of Stanford or a Robert Griffin of Baylor, but they won't be around in the draft for the Seahawks. So the Seahawks, if they want to replace the incumbent, Tavares Jackson, are looking elsewhere, and Flynn is a guy they think that could do that.
And the Seahawks now appear to be out of the running for Peyton Manning, and one of the two teams still said to be holding his interest is the Tennessee Titans, which have former Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck and former UW star Jake Locker on the roster.
Right. This is really interesting because the 89-year-old owner of the Titans, Bud Adams, has suddenly fallen in love with Peyton Manning, and they had a nice thing going there. They had a veteran quarterback like Matt Hasselbeck playing the Jedi Master to young Luke Skywalker. And so it was going to work out very well. Now the owner says, no, I have my agenda. I want Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And so because Manning is went to college at the University of Tennessee in nearby Knoxville, he's got an affinity for Tennessee, and there may be a fit. But they're going to have to get rid of Matt Hasselbeck if they do sign Peyton Manning. And to answer the question right up front, no, the Seahawks are not going to bring back Matt Hasselbeck to replace him. Those ties have been broken. There's no reason to refit. So the Seahawks are either going to stick with Jackson or Flynn, or maybe they'll have somebody else. And there's no way to know right now because all we do know is that Charlie Whitehurst won't be back.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.